Hello, Susan.
Hello, Roger. How was your business lunch?
It was all right. Listen, I'm going to bed for a couple hours. I need to think.
Did you talk about important business?
Yes, quite important. Look, why are you so interested in my lunch?
Because I saw you, Roger. You were with Christy. I know everything now.
What are you talking about, Susan? I just had a business lunch with Christy, that's all. She wanted to talk about a business idea.
A business idea? I'm not that stupid. I know what kind of business you have with Christy. Well, you can do what you like, Roger, but not with me. I don't want to see you again.
What? What do you mean you don't want to see me again? We're married, Susan.
Not for long. I want a divorce, Roger.
Okay, Susan, all right. Let me tell you what happened. Yes, Christy and I went out together, but it's over now, and that's the truth.
Of course, of course. That's why you had lunch with her.
I'm telling you, it's true, Susan. Look, you can call Christy and ask her if you don't believe me.
Call Christy? How can I possibly call her? How can you even think of it? You're a bastard, Roger, a real bastard.
Hey, Susan, look, I'm really sorry, really. Listen, I'm going to Trinidad this evening on business. Why don't you come too, and we can have a vacation and start over? Forget about all this.
No, Roger. I don't want to start over. And I'll never forget about all this. You don't love me. You only married me to get a job.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. You married me because my father is an airline president. Well, it's over now.
What's over?
Don't worry, Roger. I don't mean your job. But I want you out of this apartment now, okay?
I'm not going, Susan. This apartment is mine, too. I'll stay here if I want to.
I'll call the police.
Go on, then. Call them. I don't mind. I'm the boss in my house with my wife.
Help! Police! Police! Come here, please!
Stop that, Susan. Don't do that. All right, I'm going. Bye.